From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In Nairobi Monday, Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission announced that incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta had won the rerun presidential election. Wafula Chebukati is chairman of the commission.
Uhuru Kenyatta, 7,483,895.
The commission said Kenyatta got just over 98% of the vote. Turnout for Thursday's voting was just under 39% of the country's 19.6 million registered voters. But the election was boycotted by the opposition. The leader of that group, Raila Odinga, had called on his supporters to boycott the vote, and indeed they did. Protesters blocked polling stations from opening in some opposition strongholds. The October vote was a rerun of the August presidential election, in which voter turnout was 80%. Kenyatta was declared the winner of that vote as well, but the results were thrown out by the Supreme Court because of irregularities in the transmission of results. Paul Manafort, who for a short time last year was President Trump's campaign chairman, has been charged with conspiring against the U.S., money laundering, and lying to the government, all part of a wide-ranging lobbying effort for the former Ukrainian strongman Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort and a former business associate, Rick Gates, were indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington as part of a special counsel criminal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. These allegations did not relate directly to that election. This is VOA News. The World Meteorological Organization reports greenhouse gas emissions in Earth's atmosphere have now reached the highest level in 800,000 years. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of the WMO's annual Greenhouse Gas Bulletin.
The report is being released in advance of next week's UN climate change negotiations in Bonn, Germany. It is meant as a wake-up call to nations that time is running out to take the necessary actions to prevent global warming. WMO Secretary General Petteri Talas says this is already occurring.
We have far exceeded this natural variability that took place in the past, and we are giving extra energy for our planet, and we have already started seeing growing amount of natural disasters related to weather.
The report finds CO2 contributes more than 60% to the heating of the planet, and that human activity and natural climate variability are behind the substantial increase. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States has pledged up to $60 million to support counterterrorism efforts conducted by nations in Africa's Sahel region. The funding was announced Monday by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It will support the so-called Group of Five Sahel Joint Task Force. That is a military unit set up by Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger earlier this year. Venezuelan authorities have used illegal raids on the homes of suspected political dissenters as part of an intimidation campaign. That charge in a report released Monday by Amnesty International. It said local human rights groups have gathered accounts of at least 47 raids and attacks on residential areas across the country between April and July. The raids coincide with 4 months of often violent street demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro's socialist administration. And a court in the United States has blocked President Trump's ban on transgender people serving in the military. The judge did, however, dismiss the complaint to block the ban on funding for sex reassignment surgery. The case was brought by a group of transgender service members who asked the court to block the ban while the court considers whether it violates their constitutional rights. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.